This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Is the mass too long? A cardinal. Cardinal Dolan in New York City. He released kind of an op-ed, and I want to thank Patrick Alog. He alerted me to this, so thanks, Patrick. So this was on the website for our Sunday Visitor. Pretty short, so it only takes 3 minutes to read, which is apparently a lot shorter than most of the masses that are going on. Talk of hour and a half long masses? I've never seen anything like that. For a regular Sunday mass, I've never seen anything close in my experience. I haven't seen a mass lasting longer than an hour in quite some time. However, apparently this is pretty regular. So there was a survey that was done in the Archdiocese of New York, and it was kind of about the Synod on Synodality. And about 7,000 people responded to it. And it was kind of about the Synod and stuff that... These are the quote-unquote listening sessions that were taking place. What do you want us to talk about? So one of the questions in the poll was, how can we get people to come back to Sunday Mass? And obviously the implication is during the pandemic, Sunday Mass attendance plummeted for various reasons. People were either scared to go. They may have had legitimate reasons for not wanting to go, health reasons. Sometimes they couldn't go because churches were closed. And some churches have remained closed. Some parishes have not reopened, much to the chagrin of many parishioners there. But how can we get people to come back to Sunday Mass? So here's what Cardinal Dolan says, and I'm going to quote him here, okay? So this is not me talking. This is Cardinal Dolan. He says, quote, "I was amazed at the high interest this generated," the question of how to get people to come back to Mass. "Apart from the predictable carping," he says, "from both fringes, the far left, claiming that the only way to increase Mass attendance was to drop all liturgical guidelines and go back to the quote-unquote do-your-own-thing hootenannies of the 1970s, or the alt-right, urging turning the altar around and getting the fiddlebacks out of mothballs." Okay, so again, this is him talking, this is Cardinal Dolan talking, not me, I'm just quoting him here, don't at me here, these are his words, not mine. And he's obviously referring to liturgical abuses that went on after the Second Vatican Council, early 1970s, some strange liturgical experiments, no question. He's also seeming to, you know, maybe not be so into the movement back towards preconciliar liturgy with fiddlebacks. That's a reference to the vestments. He uses the phrase getting the fiddlebacks out of mothballs. Anyways, I don't want to weigh in on that right now. I just want to kind of get to the point where he's trying to get to here. He says, quote, "The largest majority replied that the top reasons people were no longer coming to Sunday Mass were," are you ready for this? "Number one, because they couldn't understand the priest. Number two, the parish had been closed. And number three, Mass was too long," end of quote. Okay, so that's a quote from Cardinal Dolan. We're going to post the whole thing. I'll put that in the show notes. So let's concentrate on this last piece here. This reason why people weren't coming to Mass, or they weren't coming back to Mass after the pandemic, Cardinal Dolan says, reason number three was the Mass is too long, according to the respondents of this survey. So he says that, quote, "Maybe these folks were on to something. It was very clear from the tenor of their responses that these were women and men who loved the Eucharist, who would rarely themselves miss Sunday Mass, and were the first ones back after the pandemic restrictions were mercifully lifted, who gladly welcomed the genuine liturgical renewal of the council, who were not asking for a quickie Sunday Mass, who knew that a reverent, participative, joyful celebration of the Sunday Eucharist demands a chunk of quality time. But they were still exhausted from the marathon masses, which they contend are driving the folks away," end of quote. All right, so... again, that's Cardinal Dolan's words, not mine. Why are some of the reasons why the masses are getting longer and longer? I've experienced some of these things, and you probably have as well. He said that some of the people in these responses were saying that Mass starts with music rehearsal. I've never seen that happen before. I've seen choirs and musical ministries warming up, if you will, before the Mass, but never really as part of the Mass. I don't know what he really means by that, but... maybe he's lamenting the fact that maybe there's not enough silence for people to pray in a church before the Mass begins. That's possible. That's more than possible. Then he says sometimes at some Masses, there's an obligatory greeting to the people around you. I'm not a fan of this myself. I'm really not a fan of this. Hey, say hi to your neighbor around you. It kind of, in my view, this is my personal opinion, kind of devalues the sign of peace that comes later. Not that we're supposed to have a, you know, hey, what are your Sunday plans? You know, kind of conversation with the sign of peace. Maybe it's best just to flash a peace sign to someone instead of, you know, glad handing. I don't know. I mean, that's a whole other discussion. But there's a lot of this sort of greeting. Sometimes there's kind of a mini homily before the Mass even begins. Today's the feast day of so-and-so. Or this is the something Sunday in ordinary time, and the readings are about this and this. Well, maybe that should be saved for the homily. I don't know. Then there's the Gloria. The Gloria, as Cardinal says, can exhaust the angelic choir, to say nothing of an unending sung responsorial psalm. Prayers of the faithful can go on forever, he says, with the final petition for the deceased added onto on the spot as some people are dropping dead in front of us. End of quote. Okay, so that's his joke. Again, not mine. I take no responsibility for it. This idea, yeah, the Gloria sometimes, what I don't like, again, this is my personal peeve about the Gloria. I don't like it when the Gloria is sung like with a chorus, like glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth, repeated again and again, like a chorus throughout. That's not the way it's supposed to go. I'm not an expert on liturgy, but my understanding is it's supposed to be sung straight through. That's the way I like it. It can take a long time. There's no question about it. Is that necessarily a bad thing? I don't know. The collection, the offertory. Cardinal Dolan says the Lamb of God can reach the length of a baseball game. I don't see that. I've never seen that happen. Then he says there's sometimes a reflection, sort of another homily after communion, announcements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, thanking people who had a part in the Mass. And then he says, quote, God forbid we would leave before all five verses of the closing hymn are sung. And I have not even mentioned the biggest culprit of all, the mammoth homily from priests and deacons who ignore Pope Francis's admonition to keep homilies to 8 to 10 minutes, end of quote. Okay, so these are things that are mentioned by Cardinal Dolan. I wonder if you guys agree with this. Are Sunday Masses too long, in your opinion? Why or why not? Do you think they should be longer? Are they too short, maybe, where you are? I don't know. I'd love to get your take on this. 888-914-9149. He says another priest who's a Monsignor told him, he said, look, I challenge you, Cardinal Dolan. He says, just take out your stopwatch and time the Eucharistic prayer. Next time you're at a Sunday Mass, don't do it while you're celebrating, but time the Eucharistic prayer. And this priest says, I bet you $1 million that when you hear the Gloria being sung, sometimes that can be longer than the Eucharistic prayer itself. Now, there might be a point here, actually, and I think this idea of devaluing the Eucharistic prayer, that's a real concern, that is for sure. But I wonder what you guys think about this. Are homilies too long? Are they not long enough? What some of the other things that are going on? I really, really like your take on this. All right, let's go to Michael in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hello, Michael.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. What's your take on all this? Give me your thoughts.
For me, I think it's, you know, kind of a disconnect, you know. I mean, I'm 44, so I was a cradle Catholic, but mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, I know that, like, my sisters who have children who are in sports, I think a lot of it's like, we want to get in and out, you know, wearing your sport uniforms, the mask, you know. And
wow.
I think part of it is, I mean, there's not even a reverence, so I don't know if mass time is a big thing. I think a lot of people that I see where I go to church, I don't even know if they really want to be there. They think they're Catholic and they have to fulfill their obligation. Mm-hmm. So that they go. I mean, sometimes I think a homily might be too long, or if they have too many jokes or something like that. But I think a big part of it is whether or not you want to be there. I mean, an hour is not that long. You wait for food longer than that sometimes in restaurants. So if you can't.
I want to actually piggyback on that last point. You said a lot of interesting things there. Thank you very much for that call. Speaking of that, Producer Jim, I got to bring you on for a second because you mentioned the whole idea of food lineups to me before the show. Tell me what you told me before the show. I want to hear this.
Yeah, Kayla, I was thinking about this just yesterday, even before I had read the article. And I happened to be at my old parish church, and I was traveling this weekend, and things were moving pretty quick. And so it was beautiful mass. It was done very reverently, but I happened to stop and ponder and think about how, you know, most masses tend to be an hour or shorter. Mm-hmm. And of course we were going to breakfast afterwards. And oftentimes the wait for brunch is an hour, sometimes even an hour and a half. So, and, you know, this isn't the food that saves. It's just brunch, you know.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I think that Mass, I mean, if it's just a little bit over an hour, well, you know, I mean, it's once a week. So,
you know, it's interesting you said it, because speaking of New York City, I saw an article, I think it was a pancake joint. I forget the name of it, but there's this new hot pancake joint that people were lined up all around city blocks to try to get this thing on a Sunday morning. And that's a great example of that. People will gladly line up for things like this, which they think are really important or worth it, at least in their opinion. But the Mass, they're like, oh, this is too long. If it goes past an hour, they're like, this is ridiculous. St. Jose Maria Escrivá said this. He said, well, you think the Mass is too long? It's because your love is too short. Because that's the case. Oftentimes that's the case. Michael, who just called in, was talking about, you know, the fact that a lot of people feel like for them, Mass is kind of jumping through a hoop. They know it's their Sunday obligation. Maybe they're not really into it. They're just kind of, you know, checking off a box on their list of things. I know I got to go to Mass this weekend, Saturday Vigil Mass or Sunday. I'm just kind of knocking this off so I can go back to doing whatever. There are no doubt people who think that way. No question. There are limits, though. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can love the Mass and still say, I don't know if it should be an hour and a half. maybe that's not good for the community as a whole. I don't know. This entire episode of The Faith Explained is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay. Download the app today. And thanks for listening.